It's time to think big with Big Alaska guests, big Alaska adventures, and no good line three or two tall Alaska tales. It's the Big Alaska Show. Broadcasting from the studios of a remote cabin outside Bolchitna and streamed worldwide at KFQD.com with podcasts streamed at BigAlaskaShow.com. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve, some Big Alaska Show friends. It's Fur Rondi time, featuring Rondi sponsor coordinator April Powers and past president of the Fur Rondi board, Beth Helgeson. With a special appearance from Fur Rondi Lady Trapper nominee, Trill Gates. Plus, our Big Alaska Show guest tourists from Minnesota, Lynn, Larry, Devin, Mike. We even have a tall Alaska tale designed to raise your spirits and not your blood pressure, unless you're a guy named Mike Ford. Good morning, everyone. It's the Big Alaska Show.
And good morning, and thanks for joining us on the Big Alaska Show. I'm Uncle Steve, along with my good buddy and co-host Mike Ford. Today, our show is all about the Fur Rendezvous. Now, for those of you who are listeners that aren't from Alaska, the Fur Rendezvous is like a 10-day cabin fever reliever that goes back to the days when the fur trappers would come into town to sell their furs and throw a big party. And so they've continued that tradition. It's gotten bigger and tons of events going on, including the World Championship dog sled races, which my co-host Mike Ford does the broadcast. He's the announcer for it. And right now he's out checking the course because we've had a lack of snow this year. And so they're rerouting it. They're making something a little different. And he works with the crew, so he's scoping it out right now. The other guests we have with us, April Powers and Beth Helgeson, they have a long history of working with the Fur Rendezvous. They're going to be joining us today, and you'll get a real sense of the fun and the activities and the spirit of the Fur Rendezvous through them. Another guest we have is Trill Gates. She's a longtime broadcaster up here, and she has some official capacities in working on the Fur Rendezvous, and she's going to be talking about that. Then we also have some guest tourists from Minnesota that we asked to join us, and one of the things they're going to be doing is they're going to be sampling and reviewing our Big Alaska Show blend coffee. We finally have some coffee after all these years, but right now we're testing it, and we ask them to review it. And then we're gonna play Tall Alaska Tales with them. So we got a packed show, folks. But of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't start the Big Alaska Show out the right way, brother.
When you go down a different path after you have some of this stuff, let me tell you.
Folks, the key to a successful radio show, especially an early Saturday morning radio show, is a strong cup of coffee. And nothing stronger than Big Alaska Show Blend, the intense early morning coffee for intense early morning indigestion. Made from an old secret family recipe, Big Alaska Show Blend packs a powerful cup of coffee that's been handed down from generation to generation with the same unique flavor it started with. That's because it is the same cup it started with. And one taste says it all. Bitter biting with a specific gravity of basalt, Big Alaska Show Blend. The intense early morning coffee for intense early morning gas.
Pour me a cup, it's time to get up and face the world, my friend. Pour me a cup, I can't get enough for that Big Alaska Show Blend.
And that's how we roll here at the Big Alaska Show. But stick around, we have more Big Alaska Show coming up. And you can hear our show streamed and get podcasts at BigAlaskaShow.com.
Replace broken or fogged glass fast with insulated glass manufactured right here in Anchorage. And $100 off each unit with installation. Get all-side triple pane windows for the price of double pane with installation. Get 15% off attractive insulated exterior doors with $100 off per installation. Winter installation is no problem. Crews are fast and professional. Plus, get 12-month 0% financing that starts after the job is complete. Visit neighborswindowsanddoors.com. And thank you for buying local.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Neighbors Windows and Doors. They're Alaska's window experts for windows, doors, shower doors, affordable glass replacement. Neighbors Windows and Doors at 6251 Tunnel or online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com.
And thanks for joining us on the Big Alaska Show. Uncle Steve here along with my good buddy and co-host Mike Ford. It's fur rendezvous time, baby. And that means a big party, and here to tell us all about it are these two young ladies that have been involved in it longer than they've been alive.
Rendezvous, rendezvous, come on!
I'm here with two women who've been involved with the fur rendezvous for a long time. Beth Helgeson is a past president with the Fur Rendezvous Board and Committee. And April Powers is the Rondi sponsor coordinator. And we were very fortunate to get Beth and April to take a little time out from their very busy schedule just to talk to us a little bit about Rondi. And you can tell we're just a bunch of old friends getting together talking Rondi. Like Mike Ford and I say, it's a lot more fun to go to someone else's party. And so would you be so kind to give a warm Big Alaska Show welcome to Beth Helgeson and April Powers.
Yay! Well, it's a pleasure to be here on the Big Alaska Show, but I just want to clarify, we both have been longtime supporters and admirers and participants for Rondi, but not all 90 years. Let's just not make us any older than we have to be, please. Okay.
In fact, I was looking at you both and thinking, for as long as you've said that you've been involved with the Fur Rendezvous, I'm just wondering how you got past the child labor laws.
Okay, we'll come again next year.
We'll come again. Yep. You got us.
So we'll come back.
April, let's start with you. You are the Rondi sponsor coordinator. What is your title?
Well, essentially, my role is to work with our sponsors. They are the lifeblood of Rondi and our volunteers. I mean, this is how we get to put this amazing winter carnival on year after year. It's the community support. It is our sponsorships, our sponsors that come back year after year, and it's new sponsors. I've been involved with Rondi, of course, going to the carnival for years. I was Lady Trapper in 2016. When I did radio, of course, we would promote it. We would go to events. We would put on events and help with those. But last year, my very good friend Beth says, hey, I got a job for you. And so I agreed to be the Rondi sponsorship coordinator. It kind of evolved organically prior to when I took it over. Sherry was in that role prior, and she had done it for 5 years and had established really great relationships with the sponsors, whether in-state, some, you know, out-of-state, depending, but it has evolved. So last year, we kind of formalized it a little bit more. I did that for, August up until and through Rondi, and then after just thanking the sponsors. This year, now I have a full-time job. But I still am involved with Rondi and the sponsors in that coordinator position. Kind of transitioning, we have a great new addition to our Rondi staff, Dakota. She is the associate executive director or assistant? I forget.
Associate.
Okay. And she's amazing. Yeah. Taken over a lot of those kind of the responsibilities and the connections and the day-to-day. And so really my role will be chief cheerleader during Rondi for all the sponsors.
By the way, I just want to say something about Dakota. She left the nicest voicemail. And when I called her back, she's the nicest person in the world. Yes. You could tell. By the way, the name Dakota, I mean, when you got a name like Steve, you know, beige, I think I'll paint the room beige. But Dakota is a movie title.
She's lovely in anything but beige. I do want to toot John's horn just real quick, too, because of Really Buff is our sponsor chair on the board of For Rendezvous. So it is a team effort for sure. That's just how Rondi is.
John's a fantastic. You talk about the ultimate cheerleader for For Rendezvous. That man is the dude.
And he's got great historical knowledge about it, too, because he's, you know, been around. He's worked different things, you know, different capacities for Rondi. But he also just has that kind of, that's his perspective.
How many businesses, roughly?
In terms of, like, the numbers, gosh, I don't know, Beth, what would you have probably? And we do have in-kind sponsors as well. I'd say 50 to 70.
If your listeners are able to get a hold of a Rondi guide or go to the online Rondi guide, which is at forrondi.net, and I'll say that many times because our website is really all things Rondi. There is a page on that directory that shows sponsors and partners, and there's over 100. Now, if you isolate sponsors that are giving either in-kind or direct support financially to the organization, it's upwards of 40 plus. And so when we take a look at, when we talk about sponsors and partners, there are so many organizations that are leading in, not just to give financially at different levels, but also to give in-kind support, to provide food for our volunteers that come in just for the festival. I mean, this is really a 365-day operation that comes to this major, like 12 to 14-day culmination. And without these 100-plus sponsors and partners, it is really humbling to be a part of the sponsorship team. But it's even more humbling when you really look at all the people that come together to give, to keep something like this alive in our city for 90 years. And it just continues to grow, to evolve, and to morph. And that's really due to those local and national businesses that we want to be a part of something that is this unique and this amazing here in the state of Alaska.
Beth, you have been a past president. And the scope of putting this on being an annual kind of thing and all the moving parts to it, you also have to adjust to conditions that are going on now. We haven't had snow, man. Talk about some of the challenges you deal with as a president, Beth.
Yeah, you know what? There's always going to be challenges with any organization. It's a not-for-profit organization that's been around for 90 years. And I just want to give credence right now to Rod Williams, who is our current president, who I've worked with on this executive team and many different board members for the last 12-plus years. And one of the things you have to know when you come in as organizational leadership is that you have to, with an organization like this, hold on and cling to your tradition, but not stop evolution and continuing to morph. It's actually easier to start a business from scratch than it is to take a 90-year-old organization with people that have a lot of opinions about how it used to be or how it should be, and then how it's morphing and your change of your audience. And so I think that's some of the challenges with an organization like this, but it's also part of the joy. When you talk about opportunities, I mean, we talk about this year as the no snow year, but we've had other years like this where a couple weeks before Rondi, we see like tumbleweeds flying down the middle of Fort Dad. But we work with great organizations like ASDRA, who instead of doing the World Champion Sled Dog Racing Championships this year, we're going to be having a Fur Rondi Invitational, similar to the year of 2016. Yes. And so we're still going to have the starts of the dogs on 4th and Cordova. The dogs will run down to the bottom of the fields at the bottom of Cordova and return downtown. It's going to be really fast paced. So we're altering the route. We're altering the nature of it, working with a great partner organization. But people are still going to be seeing dogs on 4th Avenue, getting a taste of Alaska tradition. And that's just part of what we do in this organization to host an incredible winter festival year after year.
You have to pivot. As another example, last year, it was, I don't know where the winds came from, but our Blizzard Bash got literally blown out. And so we pivoted and found a partner downtown. They let us move it indoors. And everyone had a great time. There are challenges, like Beth says, a 90-year long tradition, and each year presents a new thing, but it also gives that opportunity to show how resilient Alaskans are, right? Like, this is what we do. That's part of the history. That's woven into the fabric of Rondi, in that Alaskans, they make it work. We figure it out. No matter what the thing is.
There's a good quote that I've grown up with as a lifelong Alaskan. And the quote is, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, bad clothing.
Run festival in the same way, it's like, there's no such thing as a bad weather year. Right. We're going to figure this out. So people can expect so many of their same favorites.
Yes.
You know, again, I encourage all of your listeners to go to furrondi.net and take a look at the events day by day. Our big kickoff is Friday, February 21st with the Country Jam. And you can go day by day looking at these incredible opportunities. Some events are ticketed, some are not. The snow sculptures, the parade, Frostbite Foot Race, the Outhouse Races, all of these different funny, wacky, incredible events. Just wear good gear and get out there. Rondi is here.
Here's something how everybody can contribute is go get a Fur Rondi pin.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and the design this year is amazing for the 90th. It's
commemorative.
It's commemorative.
The design this year is by an Alaskan. His name is Richard Rurick. He's been up here in Alaska for 38 years. The title of his pin is called Raven Spirit, which was inspired by the white raven that was spotted around Anchorage last year and really became a local phenomenon. You can go on to furrondi.net and go to merchandise, and the collector pin is $13. And this pin will, number one, support Fur Rendezvous. We rely on selling this really special collector pin, but it also is a way for you to stay out of Keystone Cop Jail during the festival. So if you wear your pin, you stay out of Keystone Cop Jail, and you also get to ride People Mover for free during the festival if you're wearing
the
pin.
Well, that's,
you also get an opportunity to get some free rides at the carnival. So it does a lot of things, A, for the organization, but also you get some special perks there when you buy yourself one of these awesome Raven Spirit pins.
Furrondi.net.
Furrondi.net.
And you know what? We got to end this way. Ronde!
Ronde! Ronde! Come on!
Come on!
Ronde! Ronde! Come on!
Be sure to stick around. We've got more Fur Rondi action right after this important message. As we say, anyone that gives us money we call friend, and the more money, the better the friend. We'll be right back.
Replace broken or fogged glass fast with insulated glass manufactured right here in Anchorage, and $100 off each unit with installation. Get all-side triple pane windows for the price of double pane with installation. Get 15% off attractive insulated exterior doors with $100 off per installation. Winter installation is no problem. Crews are fast and professional. Plus, get 12-month 0% financing that starts after the job is complete. Visit neighborswindowsanddoors.com, and thank you for buying local.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Neighbors Windows and Doors. They're Alaska's window experts for windows, doors, shower doors, affordable glass replacement. Neighbors Windows and Doors at 6251 Tunnel, or online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com.
Thanks for joining us on the Big Alaska Show. We've been talking Fur Rondi, and our next guest, Trill Gates. Mike, the last time we saw Trill, I think it was 2 years ago, and she was getting back into the TV scene, and we did Trill's career. starting back when we first met, and she was Kitty Fox with the Fox Kids program, which was wildly successful. Now, Kitty Fox has grown up. and please give a warm Big Alaska Show welcome to Trill Gates. So it's been like 2 years, and during that time, we've been watching you on, and you're with the ABC affiliate, the Fox affiliate, and CW affiliate here in Anchorage at Coastal Television. So what is your position now? I see you on the news. I see you in community outreach. What up?
Well, those two things, right? It's like I'm anchoring those shows, the 5 o'clock and the 10 o'clock on ABC Alaska, and then the 9 o'clock on Fox Alaska. And then I am, you know, community outreach, getting it out into the community. I'm doing a lot of emceeing events. I'm, you know, I know we're going to talk a little bit about For Rondi. It's a big one. What, 90th celebration, I want to say? I'm looking forward to my involvement in that. And then it's just been fun telling Alaskan stories, right? This morning I was out at the Iditarod, the Musher bag drop, and, you know, seeing that process and all the volunteers that go into putting, you know, this, the 53rd Iditarod is also just weeks away too, right? So we have a lot of exciting things coming on. So does that answer your question? It's like I'm delivering the news. I'm finding the news, gathering the news, and then out in the community. So it's been nice to be back, even though I've never left.
Every other Wednesday between 3 and 5 a.m., she sleeps if she gets around to it.
You're doing this all over the state. I mean, I've seen you up in, I believe, Fairbanks. I've seen you up in Nome.
Yes, you have.
You don't have the large news staff that the NBC affiliate does.
No. We are so tiny. We are just so tiny. I mean, we have a newsroom of, you know, I want to say 3.5 or 4, right? It's so little. And so we are a work in progress. We're doing our best. And I think going back to when I talked to you 2 years ago, I mean, I feel like we've made some ground and we are definitely reaching out. It's like I'm pitching it. I'm saying, can we get to Utqiagvik? We need to get there. Can we go to this community? And as long as they keep saying yes, I'm going to keep doing it.
See, I would ask to go to places I can pronounce. And to your point, we've watched this evolve and it's getting better and better and better. The reason I mentioned the size is what you're able to crank out in such a small staff is very impressive. And I really like the outreach you do to the community. You give voice to things we wouldn't know about otherwise. I just want to do one little aside. You know, we don't talk politics on the Big Alaska Show, but last year during the political season, you interviewed each one of the candidates. And Mike, what was so cool about that is Trill made them feel so comfortable. Each one had time with her. She was asking questions that the people would ask. And there was no gotcha or anything like that. And I thought it was some of the best interviews I've seen of political candidates, period. It was like they were sitting there with a cup of coffee with you, just visiting and telling you what's going on in DC. And man, you will not see that in any other kind of political interviews. It was excellent, Trill.
Wow, Steve. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that because that really fills me up. It makes me feel like, because sometimes you just wonder, it's like, am I doing the right thing? Am I asking questions that Alaskans want to know? And then there is this piece of where, you know, it really is about connection, right? Connecting. We all want to feel connected. And so I think even when people are, you know, running campaigns, and it's just getting to understand them and being curious about them as people, and obviously their positions as well. And I really do try to go in very, I know we hear this all the time when it comes to news, but I think local news is really special, and presenting the information in an objective way and let Alaskans make their own opinions. So that's my philosophy when I'm talking to people.
It's really old school, almost Walter Cronkite old school journalism.
But I'd rather look at Trill than Walter Cronkite.
I don't know if you can say that, Mike.
Yes, I can.
Thank you. I'm surprised, Mike Ford, you don't have your million-dollar idea.
Oh, I'll come up with it, but I'll do that later, you know.
Wait, where we come up with the first annual Walter Cronkite lookalike contest.
And I do appreciate the feedback, I mean, from you, but also from Alaskans, too, just emailing me and saying, hey, here's a community event that's going on. And we are really trying to get these, you know, smaller events and reach out. We have a segment in our show where it's around Alaska, and it's just about it's like a little minute segment where we talk about it was something that was happening at the pool somewhere in Juneau, right? Or, you know, these little community events that bring us all together as in that community. And we're trying to hit all parts of Alaska, but I do appreciate the emails and the feedback. And yes, even if we do something wrong, I mean, I want to hear about it and connect with people.
Mike, we need to connect her with our critic.
Yes, we'll lend you our critic.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He'll find something wrong for sure. I always see you at the Diderot. I mean, I tried to hook up with you last year when we were doing our Fur Trapper Crapper Award, which we actually gave away, but you were going nuts everywhere at the Fur Rendezvous. And my understanding is you were a nominee for Lady Trapper.
Can you believe it? I was like shocked. It was so nice. Obviously, I have lived in Alaska. I've been here since 1976. So I go to Fur Rendi every year. Some of my favorite memories with my kids, who are now adulting, is going to Fur Rendi and doing all the events and everything that, you know, Alaska families do and who visit the winter carnival. But I hadn't really, other than seeing the Lord and Lady Trapper around at these events, it just never really was in my, you know, my wheelhouse. Like, wow, it was such an honor to be nominated. And I really practiced that speech over and over again, because when you look at the competition, I was like, oh, there is no way that I'm going to get this. But it was an honor to be nominated. And it really was.
Mike Ford, you mentioned to me you were nominated and you came to a realization. What was that realization?
Well,
you were
saying? It was right after it was. I don't really remember if it was Bob or Eddie P that year, but right after the winner, somebody leaned over and said, you know, there's like 300 appearances, right? And I'm going, what? Then I thought, it really was an honor to be nominated. Happy with just that nomination. Trill does that many appearances already. So I'm trying to think, how would they fit those in?
Trill, it'd be like taking sand to the beach for you if you got, you know, elected to it. But you're still involved with
I mean, I know that people who are listening on radio can't see it, but I have my 2025 Winter Festival official guide in my hands right now for Fur Rendi.
Hold that closer to the radio, Trill. They can see it.
See it now? Oh, I love
it. It's 3D. The Big Alaska Show is 3D now.
So like I mentioned earlier, big celebration because this is the 90th year. This has become the premier winter carnival. But it's not just Alaska. It's the nation, right? I mean, we have lots of people who come from the lower 48 to participate and be a part of this festival. This year, I get to work with Eddie P, and we're going to MC the Grand Parade again. We did it last year together for the first time.
That's awesome. We
must have done an okay job, because guess what? They invited us back, or they couldn't find anybody else. But
yeah, no,
it was so much fun. We had a great time. And so I'm going to be emceeing the parade. I'm also going to be a part of the Alaska's Got Talent competition. I'm not in it. I'm going to be a judge for that competition. I'm looking forward to that. And then those are like my official capacity, you know, things that I am committed to being a part. But then, like, you look at this book and I have to go to almost everything. Last year, I have to tell you, I went to the silent disco. Have you ever been to a silent disco?
Mike talked about that. Tell us, what is that about?
Did you do it?
I haven't done it for a while, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah, you put on the headphones and people look at you that aren't in the disco and are around the disco. And they're like, what's up with these people?
I had never been to one before. So I'm all in. I'm going. I have all the disco wear on. I go in. You get your headphones. And then if you kind of just have to, I don't want to say that you like necessarily lose control, but you put these headphones on and you put it on a particular channel. There's different channels, like there's country, there's R&B, there's pop. And then you dance around. You just dance. That's what you do. What's really fun is when you dance next to somebody who's on the same channel, you can kind of like, you have this shared experience. And then a lot of times you're just like, it's actually really fun.
I do have that $1 million idea now for you.
Okay. What is it, Mike?
Okay. Wear a camera on your head when you're at this thing. Watch a segment on the news that night.
And you could have people guess what song they're listening to.
There you go. A contest.
That's it.
You know. Test.
The Trill Cam live tonight at 9 o'clock. Be there. Fox 4.
Oh. Yeah. Have you seen on Facebook, they'll take some old piece of like a 50s television show, like I Love Lucy or something, or Dick Van Dyke, and he's dancing and they've got him dancing to the music of the Grateful Dead. You know, it's something. Oh. So, you know,
yeah. So,
see, this is why we have Mike Ford in our lives. This man, as we say, has visions while the world wears bifocals.
Throwing ideas against Alaskan walls since 1979.
Look, Mike, you're involved in For Rodney. You're involved in the races, the dog races, and that's a big
thing. And it may be drag races this year. We'll find out.
I was going to say, there's a little adjustment right now, yeah. Actually a big adjustment because of wacky winter.
Yeah, but wacky winter.
Some type of invitational race is going to be going. And, you know, I think the families that come out and cheer on the dogs and the mushrooms right. will enjoy
just
it.
See them on the avenue. And if the kids bring them out, if they haven't been there, got to bring them down, enjoy the atmosphere, and then go to the carnival and all the fun things that are going on downtown Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up this next week.
You know, they're going to go down the Cordova and the Cordova Hill, and then they're going to go around the track at Mulcahy.
Around the ball team, ball field and back up. Yep.
Yeah, right there, like that. So it'll be, it's definitely, you know, it'll be an invitational. It'll be a quick, short, I think it's, what, a 3-mile race or something? And typically it's quite a bit longer than that.
Yes, yeah. 26 miles. So it is quite a bit shorter.
Even though you have official capacities with the For Rodney, you also are going to be going out and gathering news stuff, I assume. I mean, that's...
it's, absolutely. I mean,
is there any particular event that you really enjoy going to, besides the ones you're going to be covering with Eddie P, is there anything that really is one of your more favorite ones?
So it's kind of hard to narrow down, right? I mean, I always love the snow sculpture competition. Yeah. And I know that they've had to kind of get snow from cul-de-sacs this year and kind of, you know, be pretty creative on where to find the snow. So it'll be interesting to see what the artists do with their block of snow. That's always a highlight. I do love the outhouse races. I mean, you guys, that's right up your alley, right? The outhouse races.
Huh? We've got a job for you next year.
Okay. Yes.
Uh-oh, dare I ask? Dare I ask?
Yeah, no.
No, don't ask. Okay. Just say okay. Yes when we get there next year.
It goes right down there with trust me.
Oh, so, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. I would really want to do the fat bike race. Of course, there's not a lot of snow, but I'm sure it will. I've gotten into fat biking a lot over the past couple years, so that's a new thing for me. I've done the frostbite foot race over the years. So I guess my answer is, Steve, I don't know if I can narrow it down. I really just, I love being downtown. I love being in the community and people out and about, bundled up or not, depending on the weather. And just talking to Alaskans and tourists and being excited about our city. So that's what I love about For Rodney.
Have you ever run with the reindeer trail?
Mike, I have not. And I was looking at that and thinking maybe I should try that this year. I have not signed up yet, but running with the reindeer would be, I've watched it many times.
Yeah, yeah. That one you also would want to have a camera on your head. It's not a thrill view, it's a trill view. But thank you for being the positive spot, and that always keeps us centered, and glad that there's television news out there and remembering Alaskans.
Thank you, and go Rodney.
Let's give Trill Gates a big Alaska show thank you and continued success.
This is Mike Ford.
And I'm Uncle Steve, inviting you to join us for the Big Alaska Show Saturday mornings.
It's Big Alaska guests, adventures, and no good lying through your two tall Alaska tales.
And we're designed to raise your spirits, not your blood pressure. Just leave your muddy boots and politics at the door.
It's a great way to start your Saturday.
And we're locally owned, just like our sponsors, Neighbors Windows and Doors and Alaska Enterprise Solutions.
For broadcast, streaming, and podcast information, visit BigAlaskaShow.com.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Neighbors Windows and Doors. They're Alaska's window experts for windows, doors, shower doors, affordable glass replacement. Neighbors Windows and Doors at 6251 Tunnel or online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com.
Just want to remind everyone that we have podcasts. So if you miss our broadcast, you'll find podcasts at BigAlaskaShow.com. Now, one of the things we like to do, we like to meet new friends, and especially people from outside the state. And in this particular case, we came across some friends from Minnesota. Not only helped us do a little evaluation on our Big Alaska Show blend coffee that's just coming out, but they also did a tall Alaska tale with us. And this is how it went. Well, here we are with some good friends from Minnesota. And one of the things we like to do in the Big Alaska Show is we like to honor our tourism industry because tourism brings much appreciated revenues to the state. And as we say here in the Big Alaska Show, anyone that gives us money, we call friend. And the more money, the better the friend. And not only are these friends we've just met from Minnesota, they are trying our Big Alaska Show blend. They are our alpha testing group right here. And Larry, why don't you tell us your name and what town you're from?
I'm Larry Willicky, and I live in Montevideo, Minnesota.
I've never heard of that. Where is that at?
It's about 130 miles west of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. And Lynn, I suppose you're from the same place since you guys are married. But
we do live together. Yep. I'm Lynn. We live in Montevideo, Minnesota, originally from the Twin Cities.
And you're such a good hostess, and you're always introducing us to some new friends from Minnesota. Would you do us the pleasure and introduce these two young couple that are next to you?
These youngsters, huh? This is my very good friend Deb from Dawson, Minnesota, and her very good friend Mike, also my very good friend, and he is from Foreman, North Dakota.
Oh, an interloper.
Yes, an interloper. I'm a neighbor to Minnesota.
A couple of my best friends are from North Dakota. All I know is they're all related to these people that seem to be from, you know, Iceland.
Yeah.
Is there a connection between Iceland and North Dakota?
Oh, if there is, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Now, Mike, what's your background a little bit? What did you do for a living or still do for a living?
I retired. I was a farmer in southeast North Dakota, and I used to grow wheat and barley, and then the last 25 years of my farming career, we raised soybeans and corn.
And now, do you miss it?
I don't miss the actual operating the farm, but I kind of do miss being out in the tractor and out in the dirt and fresh air.
Farming's in your blood, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Deb, are you a farmer?
I was a farmer, yes.
You were?
Yes, I was.
What kind of farming did you do?
Corn, soybeans, and my big passion was raising Holstein bull calves.
Oh, really?
Yes.
My dad came from a dairy family in Texas, and he couldn't wait fast enough to get away from milking cows.
I didn't milk cows, but I had the babies, and I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate you all coming here to test our Big Alaska Show blend. And Larry, why don't you give us your assessment of it?
When I started drinking this, my first thought was, this is the way I want my coffee to taste. And it's smooth, it's got a really good flavor, it's not heavy, it's light on the palate, but yet it doesn't seem like it's weak coffee.
Lynn, I know that you like something that has, you know, dirt in it, you know, that your teeth will... What's your assessment of it?
I really love this. It's rich, but it's not heavy, it's not bitter, it's just rich and flavorful, and it's also smooth.
Yeah. Wow.
It's tasty.
Now, here's where the test comes. We're dealing with farmers. I mean, farmers get up early, man, before humanly normal. So what do you think, Mike?
I thought it was very good. I drank a lot of different coffee in my day, but this was, I think, like Lynn and Larry both said, it was smooth, not real bitter. I've got a Norwegian background, and I think the Norwegians like their coffee pretty strong, but this was very good.
I always heard the Norwegians invented the toilet seat, and about a month later, the Swedes came along and invented the hole in it.
Yeah. Well, I'm both Norwegian and Swede, so.
So, Deb, what's your, as a, I guess you're a former farmer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As a former farmer, what's your assessment of our Big Alaska Show blend?
To tell you the truth, I love it. And I would just say ditto to what everybody else has said. The smoothness is what I really like.
There's no aftertaste.
No, it's just not bitter.
It keeps on tasting good. And I'm afraid I'm going to drink too much coffee today.
Well, Alex the Roaster, we dedicate this to you, pal, because I know this is bringing a tear to your eye. But I would like to say this just proves how hospitable Minnesotans are and that they're just bold-faced liars.
Yeah.
We all know this tape.
Oh, yeah, know. We always tell the truth.
Pour me a cup. It's time to get up and face the world, my friend. Pour me a cup.
Now, we're going to do a little game we call
Tall Alaskan Tales, Tall Alaskan Tales. No good lying through your tooth, Tall Alaskan Tales.
Okay, the way we play this, we're going to play a tale, and it's up to you to determine, is this a truth or a no good lying through your tooth, Tall Alaska Tale? And Mike, once again, please tell them our
we're
disclaimer.
We're eligible to win our own prizes, we usually do.
Yeah, okay. When Anchorage resident Vern Johnson organized the winter sports tournament in 1935, one can only imagine how delighted he would have been knowing it would turn into the ever-popular Fur Rendezvous of today. All Vern wanted was to bring Anchorage's small population together with a fun cabin fever reliever. In those days, fur trade was the second largest industry at the time, and it was common practice for fur traders to come sell their furs in February. So in 1937, they revised the name to the Winter Sports Tournament and Fur Rendezvous, then eventually just Fur Rendezvous. Over the years, many a colorful story has been told having to do with the Fur Rondy. One such story has to do with one of Fur Rondy's more popular events, the Mr. Furface competition at the Miners and Trappers Ball. Here, competitors would vie for bragging rights for the best beard and mustache. Prior to the event being introduced in 1950, a committee spent countless hours, wee into the night, defining the rules of the competition. It was no easy task. Beards and mustaches are as unique as the individual sporting them. As a result, several categories were developed, such as there was the Mr. Alaskan Whaler, Mr. Brown Bear, Mr. Black Bear, Mr. Mountain Goat, Mr. Polar Bear, Mr. Soup Strainer for the best mustache, and on and on. But there was one category discussed that would never see the light of day. The thought was, if awards were going to be given to the best beards and stashes, why not provide an overall award for the most body hair? After all, there are men walking around with thick jungles on their chests, backs, and no telling where else. Creative category names abound, such as Mr. Hairsuit and Mr. Yeti. However, things came to a halt when committee members discussed how the competitors would display their wares and its appropriateness, especially for those whose hairline seemed endless. Is this the truth or a no-good lying-through-your-tooth Tall Alaska Tale? Okay, now, here we go. Now. So, Larry, you've heard our Tall Alaska Tales. Now, what do you think it is? Is this a truth or a no-good lying-through-your-tooth Tall Alaska Tale?
I think it's the truth. I'm sure there's plenty of guys in Alaska that are just hairy beasts, and they probably did it for several years.
They probably
put them out there in their boxers back then. So,
well, for all we know, we had women, instead of shaving their legs, they put them up in rollers.
Yeah. When you said Yeti, that just seemed like a. If they started it in the 30s, though, I mean, they weren't worrying about sensitivities about things back then. And these are people up in Alaska, so I could see that happening at some, small town bar in Minnesota, too.
Hey, wait till you hear about the Talkeetna Bachelor Auction, where the women bid on the men. Lynn, what do you think?
I'm going to call it a tall tale.
And what's your reasoning behind that?
I think that the committee just wouldn't want to go there regarding hair. I think they'd steer away.
Okay, all right. So, Mike, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to go with Larry on this one. I think it's probably true.
Yeah. See?
Pretty hairy guys.
So, Deb, what do you think?
I agree with Larry and Mike that it's the truth. Who could make that up?
Good point. Who could possibly make this up? Now, before we play the answer, we're going back to Fur Rondi 2017 when we have members from the Fur Rondi committee after listening to this tall Alaska tale and what their response was, including President then Beth Helgeson. So, Beth, ladies first, do you think this is the truth or a tall Alaska tale or a no good lying through your tooth tall Alaska tale?
I think it's the truth. Yeah. I mean, I have heard some really colorful Rondi stories that really don't make the press. I don't know where you guys got this information or where you dug it up, because they didn't have the competition, obviously, but we still have a Mr. Furface today. And the reason I think it's true is because of the fact that Keystone Cops, their original purpose was to be arresting people for not having a beard. So they took this body hair thing really seriously. I mean, it was a big point of the entire festival.
Wow.
They switched it over to arresting you for not having a pin, because that obviously broadened the audience, one would hope. But I'm guessing it's true, just because the hair thing was a big deal. It's disgusting. But, it just sounds like something that a Rondi committee would go into late into the night, especially if they've got some, Jim Beam on the side. Things get creative. Things get wacky. I'm saying it's true.
Okay. Dennis, what do you think? Is it truth or no good lying through your tooth tall Alaska tale?
Oh, I'm going to buy it 100%. Just knowing how some things work at some of these committee meetings. Yeah, I think it's true. But the one thing you missed was, actually, the reason that Ferrandi started was because Vern and his committee were trying to pull people from Fairbanks, because they had the Winter Carnival locked down in the mid-30s, and people from Anchorage were taking the train to Fairbanks, and Vern came up with an idea how to bring people back to Anchorage and keep them in Anchorage, and they started with the basketball tournament and Fur and miners and the trappers getting together and competing in boxing, and they actually had a dog weight pull at one time to see which dog could pull the most weight. So that's the real start of Rondi. But all of the hair thing, buying it.
Oh, I'd have to mirror it. I mean, hair was the way to be warm, whether you put it on your head or whether you grew it on your face. So
I wore it.
Absolutely. You know. I mean, this
we can't fool anybody.
I love the Yeti. I love that Mr. Yeti.
Well, there you've heard it, folks. And now we're going to play the answer. So, Mike, do we have the answer for that?
We do.
While this is obviously a bold-faced lie, one can't help but think the new category would be called Mr. Missing Link.
Oh, no!
Hey, Mike, what sound effect do we have for us losers?
All right.
Folks. That was a no good line.
I think it probably came up in committee. It had to. I mean, if you guys could come up with it, then somebody else did. It just never made it.
We're taking it to the next level board meeting.
Thanks for giving us a great idea, guys.
I see Mr. Unsightly back hair coming out next year. So, well, I want to thank you for joining us on the Big Alaska Show. And Mike, I know that all the things you've seen in your career, that the pinnacle is appearing here on the Big Alaska Show.
Well, that's one of the high points in my life. I was on TV one time, too, so.
You were?
Yes.
What program was it for?
I was on the local news channel. I don't know if anybody's familiar with muskrats.
Oh, yeah.
I was a county commissioner in the county where I lived, and I was actually the chairman of the commission that year, and we were having a lot of problems with muskrats doing a lot of damage to the roads. It must have been a slow news day because the local TV station out of Fargo called and they wanted to do a story. So they came down and they wanted to see what they were doing. So I took the reporter and the cameraman out to one spot on a county road that was had some problems, and I had a shovel and I was kind of poking the holes where they were caving in and things, and they were asking me a bunch of questions. And so I told everybody, I'm going to be on TV tonight on the local news. Well, they had me on there, but instead of Mike Walsted, Sargent County Commission Chairman, I was Mike Walsted, Sargent County Muskrat Control Agent.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that was my claim to fame to be on TV.
So, folks, is that the truth or a no good North Dakota tall Alaska tale?
He is king of the muskrats in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You might never live this down. See, the muskrat king.
Let's give our guest Minnesotan tourist a big Alaska Show thank you and continued success. So, that's our show. We're excited the Fur Rendezvous is finally here. That means the days are getting longer, and this event gets everybody energized and goes for several days and finally dovetails into the Iditarod. And that means springtime is coming, baby. Be sure to go to furrondi.net. You'll find all the information about what's going on the Fur Rendezvous, and be sure to go get your commemorative 90-year Fur Rondi pin. Help support the efforts of all this hard work people are doing. And to my baby girl, love you, and Mike Ford, why don't you take us out as you so eloquently do?
All right, Uncle Steve, we want to thank Chuck and Andy for joining us. We want to thank you for listening. And we want to thank our sponsors, Neighbors Windows and Doors, Alaska's window experts at 6251 Tuttle, or online at neighborswindowsanddoors.com, and Alaska Enterprise Solutions. They're your Xerox sales agent for Alaska. Visit them at aesalaska.com. Remember, if it's Big Alaska Guests, Big Alaska Adventures, and No Good Line, 3 or 2 Tall Alaska Tales, it's got to be the Big Alaska Show. Have a great week, everybody.